Hello, my friend. It's John from Voice Coaches Radio, and I'm here. By the way, Tina, not here today. Just a scheduling conflict. We just couldn't meet up. So I want to do a new segment called News in Voiceovers. Now, I think I'll try to make this a fairly common segment, although I think it'll be when maybe Tina and I can't get together that week. But this is the week of Monday, July 6th, but you'll get this July 10th. It'll come out July 10th. But to talk about some news stories in voiceover specifically, here's a great one. I think this is really positive for voice actors. Social media platforms like YouTube, like Instagram, are demonetizing accounts that use AI voiceovers. I'm a big fan of this move. I do think that it'll force, or at least nudge social media people from away from using AI voiceovers and using actual voice actors if you want to get more views. And let's face it, that's what influencers are all about, getting more views. So this will be great for voice actors. So again, pay attention, voice actors. Reach out to your social media influencers. And yeah, I mean, as soon as they start noticing that their views have went way down and their videos or whatever they are aren't getting served up to as many people, they will shift to using voice actors, which is what we want, right? So yeah. Now, there's also a news story about some people who are using AI voiceovers. They're even shifting a little bit because of the public backlash. They're shifting a little bit to using a combination of a human voice actor and AI. I guess that's sort of positive, but I think voiceovers, listen, the arts, the entertainment arts, performance arts should be all human driven, in my opinion, right? I'm just not a huge fan. I don't think most people are not. And I think that's why things are changing a little bit. Listen, AI's out there. It's always going to be there. AI's not going away. We get that. And will AI get some voiceover work? Yes. But it's not going to, it has been proven by the way voiceover work has increased. It's not going to affect us dramatically. But anything we can do to move human voice actors to the front of the line on these things would be fantastic. So big fan of that move, okay? And also big fan of, well, little fan of people using AI, also incorporating human voice actors. I just use human voice actors. How about that? So, yeah, there you go. So that's a story that's just surfaced this week. Fantastic. Fantastic news as far as the social media part of that. Another news story. This is something here at Voice Coaches, we've been ringing this bell for a while. So I don't know why this has become big news now. It's very interesting because we've been talking about this, and this is so true. And now it's come out as some big story, which is clients in all way, like I'm talking corporate training, so industrials, documentaries, biographies, clients in general are now shifting dramatically to only wanting natural voice actors, conversational voice actors. They're moving away from the announcer type delivery. It'll always be there. But again, we've been ringing this bell for a while. This isn't new. I don't know why it's become news now, but now it is. So I guess I'll report it in this podcast. But yeah, so that's the news, is that predominantly clients are looking for conversational, real, human connection type voice actors. Announcers will always be out there. So listen, if you're that person, don't worry. There's going to be work for you always. But we're not looking for just real people. Just real people. Clients want consumers, whether it be consumers of documentaries or consumers of goods, they want consumers to feel like you're just like them. So they're looking for people who, voice actors who sound natural. Fantastic news. But again, we've known this, but there you go. This is why skill is so important these days, learning how to conversationally read, learning how to voice act. These things are so important because that is what clients are looking for at this point. Across the board, pretty much. There's always going to be some exceptions, but across the board, that's pretty much what they're looking for. So again, great news for voice actors, because it opens up the industry. You don't have to have that, you know, in a world, right? You don't have to have that. We're looking, and we've talked about this on our podcast before, but again, just reporting what now has become big news. But again, you heard it with us first, because we're on top of that sort of thing. We know this, we're in the industry. So there you go. Listen, if anyone in here, you know, I guess I can report this. If you're a big fan of Batman, the Batman, I guess it's called the Batman, actually, so I shouldn't say Batman, although I'm here saying just Batman. Batman, but I think it's called The Batman Nightfall Part 1. They have announced the lead voiceover cast. If that's something you're super into, it's news. So, yeah, Batman / Bruce Wayne, played by Anson Mount. If you don't know Anson Mount is, you may remember Anson Mount from Hell on Wheels, that TV show, Hell on Wheels. He is the main character. Bane, voiced by Michael Mando. I don't know a lot about Michael Mando. I know he was big in theater, you know, in stage work. So I don't know much about him besides that. But and I know he's done some voiceover work before. So Bane is by Michael Mando. Azrael / Jean-Paul Valley is played by Pablo Schreiber. Big fan of Pablo Schreiber. I like pretty much everything he's in, so he's great. That's it. That's the main cast. That's who they've reported playing those parts. I'm sure there's going to be a ton of other voice actors reported in the near future, but that's who we have right now. So if you're a fan of that, boom, you're welcome. All right. So there's just a short segment on news and voiceovers this week. Again, the week of Monday, July 6th. Again, if you'd like to come hang out with me in a voiceover webinar, I do an intro to voice acting webinar called Getting Paid to Talk. Go to our website, voicecoaches.com. Sign up using the, code word like it's a secret. Yeah. Using the secret code word pod, but using the word pod, P-O-D, and you will get 50% off that intro webinar. So, and by the way, at the end of the webinar, I've mentioned this before, but end of the webinar, I have people read to me and you get some feedback from me. So if that's something that interests you, again, go to our website, voicecoaches.com, sign up for that webinar, use the discount code POD. I guess it is a code. It's just not a secret code. Use the discount code POD and get 50% off. All right. So I want to thank everybody for listening. I would say we out, which is what I always say, but it's just me. But I'll just say we out. I'll still say we out. Got to keep it going. We out.